You're listening to Gunapod TT.
Welcome, 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 welcome back. It is another episode of Gunapod TT. It is your boy Dion, and I'm here as always with none other than Keegan Bowen. Keegan, say what's up, man.
What's up, Gunners? We're on top of the league.
Top of the league. Listen, people ask him how it feel, and I was like, bro, I just waiting for the collapse, to be honest. And no then it's like, nah, y'all are looking real good. That memes out there. You know, man, yeah. Saying how, what do you say, boy? Man, saying how.
Oh. With the elephant on top of the tree?
No. Boy. Man, seeing how Pep gets so he gets so nonchalant with Strull in the league now, but he send his coach and send some players over to his own coach to make a challenge for Monte.
And oh, shucks.
I was like, wee.
That
like,
makes sense, though.
That how we done. It making sense, but how we done bad too. I was like, this is not it, but you know what I mean? Kind of out of place, but we're top of the league.
Pep create his own competition.
Yeah, he create his own competition. Man, Pep so high. Yeah. But yet still, every Champions League, anyway.
Pop down.
We ain't going into that road. Yo, top of the league. Kicks. How it feel to be top of the league, boy? How much match it is this is? Nine? We're on nine or ten?
Nine or ten, I can't remember.
I think we're on nine match days because we had our postponement.
Yeah.
Right? Nine games played, 8 wins, 1 loss. Only one team remain undefeated in the league right now, which is Manchester City.
Yeah.
But they had the 2 draw games. We have no games drawn. It's either we winning or we losing, and we more winning than losing. How does it feel to be top of the league, boy? Come on.
It feels good, you know. I am enjoying this moment. People trying to steal my joy, you know what I mean? People think we are still the old Arsenal.
Right.
So they're trying to say things like, let's always have to put on 13, you know? Don't get too comfortable up there.
Where did this get on our turn from?
I have no idea because we started the last season terrible.
I think we've had seasons where like we start hot on 30, but you're already seeing cracks and chinks in the armor. And then it's our seasons where we start off poorly, we bounce back, and then we go on horrible runs.
Yeah.
So like the idea, like around this time is when you're starting to see the low faults.
Yeah.
And I mean, you ain't seen it right now. Yeah. So, I think the only thing that could really drag us down is the injuries. And the good thing about it right now is that, listen, we don't have to replace Tierney with some kind of...
Kolasinac.
We don't have to replace Tierney with Nuno, who had the talent, but don't really have the ability to jump into the Prem as of yet. Tierney, not only left back, is Zinchenko. Zinchenko, now they told me Yasu running. I mean, we sent our back playing right back like our boss.
Our defense pretty strong right now.
Yeah.
This club of mine, boy, in the past, when we started the season strong, we was kind of scraping through the wins now, boy.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But what I can say, out of the 9 matches that we play in the Premier League, we had no bad games. Even though we lose against Man U, we play real good.
Yeah, I won't fight that. I can't contest that.
We just get caught out, bro.
I think going into the Man U game, I get other real narratives, and I think, especially Arteta with the triple sum, I think he get real caught up in the narrative trying to, you know, maintain the win streak, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it had the narratives, but I mean, when we was on the 12th man on TV6, and then Man U men and them talk like if this Man U team playing some kind of world beaten level of football.
Yeah, and to tell them, man.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not, but I just saying, you know, we playing football. I think we not having bad games. Yeah. I think the team managing the game itself well. You know, we having like bad spells in games and so on. But even when we have any bad spells in games, it not leading to like a collapse, you understand?
Yeah, and that's it. We used to capitulate a lot.
We not doing that. We maintaining that composure. Mm-hmm. I think we'll come to the one player who had a little collapse in him. I mean, yeah. Only one player I seen right now have like a like, costing us at the moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's an interesting scenario, indeed, on what's going to take place. But we talking a lot. Let me get to the one of the, I think I had to consider it to be the biggest game of the season.
Which game is that? Not the Tottenham game.
Yeah.
Nah, man, you can't be serious.
What game big out to you? I be honest.
That Man U game was bigger than the Tottenham game.
I think that Man U game felt bigger, but I don't look.
No, what I'm saying is, right, Tottenham is always be Tottenham at home, so that's nothing new. So me really feeling big about that, you know.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's just how it is go. Tottenham just come in the Emirates and just leave crying. That is how it is. So, what do you say that's a big
listen,
game?
Listen, it's like, I know they're not like
not really, game. Dog.
I think it's a big game because it always has bragging rights. You're always gonna have that feeling that we beat Tottenham. It's always a big game to me.
Bro, that's a normal
it's
thing.
It's a big yeah, but it's always a big event. It's like you just look forward to any other game more. But I say this, right? Let's say we going up against Chelsea.
Mm.
Just look forward to beating Chelsea, right?
Mm.
But more times often than not we walk away from there with a loss. Right. We always walk out with a draw or a disappointing performance. Right? I mean, Tottenham is a big game because
I'm not a bully. I know I'm not a bully. I don't like to. I can't take joy and advantage on a small side like Tottenham. You understand?
Yeah, so but I mean, I don't want to show like no true disrespect for Tottenham.
Right.
But I wouldn't call them a small side.
So what
I mean, at the end of the day, Tottenham third in the league right now. They have a world class manager at the end. I think they are smaller side than us, definitely. You know what I mean?
By far.
But you know, I think it's a class. What game you honestly think like Man U, Old Trafford, bigger game?
Yeah, that's a bigger game
for Arsenal.
That's
fans.
A bigger game, bro. I'm so upset because I have a grudge against Man U, you know, dog. We need to beat them in Trafford.
I understand. Is that a personal thing?
No, Trafford. Dog. Is that I telling you? I watch over that game when they break we unbeat when they break the 29.
Yeah, the 49.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I watch over that game. That game was real nasty, dog. Kick from our side, dog. Them had. I want to say the by the referee, dog. But from why watching that, every time I watch over that game, I just get vexed.
Yeah, understand. I mean, I do. I always look forward to Arsenal playing Tottenham. I always excited and I seen all of that because I missed the game. Right?
Oh,
I didn't see the game. Okay, I was really disappointed. I was
trying now, to see I want to go White Hart Lane. That's where I want to go. That's where I want to go.
But they're not playing with White Hart Lane though. The move.
Where you call the new place?
The toilet bowl.
I would look forward for there because I look forward to statement matches, you understand?
Yeah.
So, like, the Man U game was a statement match. That's a match for you to make set the standard right with the where we are winning the Trafford.
Like, yeah, I feel like you're having a home? Problem.
Easy, man. Come on, man.
I feel like you're having a problem. Remember, at the end of the day, there's no way you can say that this is not a statement match, right? Because Arsenal start off well. Tottenham also start off well. We were beaten. They were unbeaten. It was a big game, the fact that we could go there and take away that unbeaten thing from them. You understand what I'm saying? I mean,
I get it too. It's a game to bounce back from Emmanuel. Defeat.
Exactly.
No, we bounce back against Brentford. No,
it would not win. But I mean, it would Brentford. Have been the same way. Like, yeah, make sure to take care of a challenging team, a contending for top four.
I don't understand. No, yeah, still, I find like beating Tottenham.
You out please Tottenham finish fourth and in Champions League over we right now.
Beating Tottenham at home.
Yeah, bro. Let me get into the game now. Let me get into the game. I mean, Thomas Partey, one time.
Man the match.
Top corner.
Man the match.
Give Thomas Partey man watch every game for me.
Man the match.
Big dog.
Man, the match.
Remember how, like, last season he was taking them horrible shots? And Ateta was like, he just do better in training.
In training, he is always bagging.
This what he just be doing in training.
And the interview Ateta said that he said, oh, they finally get to see what I just see in training, right?
Yeah. That was some beauty. I think what I like about it, it wasn't like a real, like a bullet. Like, he just hit it hard.
Yeah.
It was like a... as I say, it was just controlled. It was a real good shot, top corners. Can't be mad. And then, well, obviously, Gabriel Magalhães. I should probably figure out how to say that properly now. I believe I said it properly. The Magalhães.
Magalhães, dog. I know Magalhães. Magalhães.
Magalhães, dog. Give out any penalty, kicking down Richarlison in any box. I would say.
Xhaka was the bomber for
that. Huh?
Xhaka was the bomber for that. And he come out and said after. He said, bro. He said he didn't deal with the ball properly. And that led to the mix-up that caused to be rash there. Well, Gabriel could have stayed on his feet because Saliba was still there covering him. But if Xhaka didn't mad up the scene in the first place, he would have the cause to make that challenge.
You saying that Xhaka was the cause for that. And I do disagree, but that is known things.
Yeah.
Not known. I think Gabriel has been playing a bit rash.
Since last season, bro.
Yeah, but you see, the difference is now is like because of the level of controlled football we playing, that rashness, real causing me. Because the football.
Well, he playing against most composed, he playing with most composed next to him too, so that kind of right. Showing him up now.
But more than that, last season we needed that grit, that fight, that coming on it hard. But now we dominate any ball, we control any play. And I feel like we not as worried about conceding. And I feel he kinda still have that we had a fight in defense more than trying to just compose himself, because I think certain things let Ramsey save it. You know what I mean? Instead of giving me a penalty, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's Richarlison in the box and I'm saying do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But giving away a penalty, one, you don't want to give away a penalty because you could tell yourself you have Saliba next to you, you have Ben White, you have good players, you have Ramsdale in goal, you know Richarlison. In my head, I think you know Richarlison had to come real good. And if he does come real good, we could go and score, bro. Like, we're not struggling to score like last season. So you don't need to keep chewing yourself on the line to, you know, ensure. And that's the only thing that I see in with him.
After watching All or Nothing, I would know that they would have scrutinized that a lot afterwards.
So, my cousin, you watch all of All or Nothing?
Yeah, I watch all.
I still had to finish.
I watch half and then I take a break and then I watch all the next half.
Recently. I don't find any time, but I start school and it's licks. But I feel I'll try to.
Yeah, to watch it. It will give you a real insight. So
I'll persevere. Now, it's been given insight. I just haven't gotten out to finish it.
So,
anyway.
So, definitely. Gabriel would have had a one-on-one with his personal trainer. Like it have certain men in the club that are scrutinizing matches and they just come and sit on one-on-one with the players, not Arteta.
Right,
and kind of show them back the clips and show them where you could do right, where you could do better, where you could
think. Yeah, but
so Gabriel, I'm sure he would have that.
Yeah, but
what?
How many times did they do that after training this one recently, though?
Like, well, recently.
Every game he seems to be having a big error. And it's challenging, right? Because I think Arteta looking at the squad, is that kind of costing us?
Mm.
But we bossing teams so much that you're not really worried about it a lot.
Arteta.
And Ben White at right back has been like a this decent enough.
Real good boy.
It's been a decent enough revelation that you're not going to force Tomiyasu back into the team, right? Because what we see going on at working. And we know Tomiyasu
could play left center back, eh?
Tomiyasu could play wherever we want to play him at this point. I mean, but at the same time, it's like, you don't want to force, you don't want to bring Saliba and Ben White. All I want to see Saliba and Ben White as the combination.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we'll get more composed ball there. I don't think Arteta has shown any past that what we can. Also, and he knows in his mind what we can.
Yeah.
We win in games, he's not going to change it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all that I wanted to talk. I mean, Harry Kane, if it's one thing I hate, but I really wish he could play one North London derby and that man do score. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it's possible that that man must get on his score sheet, but you understand? Like, yeah, I feel like the only way he would not get on his score sheet for Tottenham is if he was playing for Arsenal. Because I do understand the man automatic.
He had the timing. Yeah, and then Jesus being a fox in the box, being sharp.
Yeah,
being
definitely
alert.
Definitely.
After a tripping shot from Saka.
Yo, I was after the Liverpool game, which you touched on a little bit, after the game, I was like, I have no idea how Gabby Jesus could not. I mean, obviously, he can't make the team over Haaland. Haaland is being an immense freak right now. But over the years, how Gabby Jesus can always make that team? That man fighting for every ball. The dribbling ability in the box. Mm-hmm. The man is a dog. He's a monster. I see that against Liverpool. This man watch Alisson. Watch Van Dijk. Probably half a foot and running to them, man. Like, he don't even business, but the man get a concussion scare in the game. I think that somebody hit him in the, like,
yeah,
I think
he got that elbow looking
at Matt, is it to my elbow in the head? I ain't gonna say nothing about that either. I mean, but the man have fight, he had dog in him, he's
beat. Yeah, skill.
What going on in Manchester City that this level of talent cannot consistently play? Because he's not getting on the score sheet as often, but he's adding so much grit and fight to that front line that it's immense and revolutionary, you know, but I feel at least for us.
The thing is, right, Pep is a philosophy man. So once he ain't suit his philosophy, then failure, dog.
Yeah, I guess Arteta philosophy is one fighter because he's real.
Arteta philosophy is slightly different, so
he's real Kassang, but
it fits like Jesus fits Arteta's philosophy.
Yeah, I get that. I see
as
that.
Well as Arteta, you know, I think he in the All or Nothing, there were times where Arteta would ask the players how to get the best out of them.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think he would get feedback from the players, and Jesus, a lot of people saying that Jesus now looking like the Jesus that come out of Brazil.
Right.
Rather than when he was at City, because he had to
fit. Yeah, because Pep's, he had to mold. Try to fit into what Pep won. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And listen, I mean, after that, we went on to
Xhaka, boom, to boom, score. Bang, bang.
Xhaka scoring this game?
Yes, he scored the in the coffin, dog.
Well done.
You understand? Yeah, so moving on to Gabby Martinelli. He's a Xhaka hater, boy. The man had a well taken goal in this game, eh?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't. Yeah, he scored the final goal.
Yeah, he put the game to bed.
And man, I mean, the game was already done by
no, partner. It could not have been done at 2-1.
The game was done at 2-1. Dog, you is our kicks man. You literally, you say you worry about Tottenham, this and that, the score penalty. Then I personally find it didn't look like they had no real threat, especially after that red card. You telling me the game wasn't done at 2-1?
The game was not done at 2-1, dog. Anything can happen now in football.
Alright, whoever. Xhaka scored.
Xhaka put it to bed.
Well, then, I see a man calling him on Trini Gunners on Facebook. They're calling him Marvel Xhaka instead of Granite.
We call him?
Yeah, they like Granite, no. And then they call him Marble.
Marble? What I mean?
Because Granite.
What shocks?
Nah, man. Calling him Marble literally.
Nah, man, he reaching.
It take real long to get out.
Nah, nah, he reaching, dog. I ain't even thinking.
He's a completely different player than me accustomed to.
Nah, nah, he reaching.
Nah, but I mean, it just kicks. What?
It had no highlights for the Bodo Glimt game, man.
Nah, it must have no highlights for that game.
Shocks.
Bodo Glimt. We want to see that again.
So, Nketiah, how Nketiah score in that game?
Nketiah, I see everything.
Assisted from Tierney.
I think Tierney is putting a sweet.
As usual.
Sweet. He's the man. Like, it looked like a shot on Nketiah, pong it, you know, and then Holden score off the heads.
Mm.
And then, well, later on in the game, Fabio Vieira score. Ooh. Let me touch on Nketiah a little bit. Because we didn't look at the lineup for the Tottenham game.
It wasn't a cross, dog. Tierney hit a rocket from one side of the box, dog, and it hit the post.
It hit the post?
Yes, it hit the post.
Oh, my bad.
And then Nketiah tapped it in.
I think when I was looking at it, it kind of looked like it was like a rocket swerving cross from the front.
And Nketiah did really good to adjust his body in a blink of an eye to get at
If you don't get there, have a little mini Gabby Jesus in him.
Nah, there's different players.
I feel like he had the dog and he fight like him. Like, he usually push himself, get himself in the position. Not as much, though. I say mini Jesus.
He could press, but not the dog fight. The dog fight.
I ain't gonna take that away from him.
One thing for sure in this game, this is the game where we starting to see more and more glimpses of the capabilities of the Odegaard backup.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, if we could play Vieira, oh wow, they got. I wouldn't do it, huh? Because I really like the playmaking and creativity Odegaard has.
Yeah.
Although, when I was watching a pool game, he take a shot that I really just wish he had laid off a Saka.
But. I wish he laid off a Saka too, but if that was Fabio, score that.
No, if Fabio scoring it, but Odegaard free to shoot the entire game, he's free to shoot since I watching him.
No, he trying to shoot. This season, like I feel like he any fans, he and he actually shooting a little more.
Yeah, but.
But I think that was
the perfect late off time.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel
and
like
it weird, like he unable, because there are times when it's like, yo, you gotta shoot this, and he looking for layoff.
Yeah.
And now when it's like when the layoff coming, he's like he looking to shoot.
Yeah. So I think he's still kind of learning that balance. As much as he experienced and he's the captain of the country and the captain of Arsenal. Yeah. But I remember he's still young too.
Yeah, yeah. So and a dog in him.
He will get the balance.
At the end of the day, we win the game. So, like, you can't really dog him too much about it.
That second goal from Robinho.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holding you.
Yeah, I mean, so, I think good game all around from everybody that are playing that game. Shout out to Fabio.
Yeah, that might be my match there for sure, though.
I mean, he got a real easy goal, eh?
Easy goal, nothing.
Nah. He get it on an absolute silver platter. Bro,
you can't say that. So the second goal,
you're not listening.
Brilliant,
to
great. The second goal,
yeah,
brilliant.
More finish. More
brilliant,
sentence.
Brilliant cross from Fabio. You understand?
No, I'm not talking about goal. No. I'm not talking about no brilliant stuff for the first two goals. I like right. Well, on the third goal, Fabio get on a silver platter, basically because of the absolute magic Gabriel Jesus put on that line. I don't know how Gabriel Jesus, watch that man, beat him, was on the line and do like four little flicks with his foot inside and then just roll across that empty man in the box. I was absolutely mesmerized, dog. Come on,
but that wasn't no platter, dog. I see Haaland miss chances like that.
That's all we do?
Yes, that's all we're doing. Because to score that, he need a precision, dog.
I'm not seeing the man.
Them kind of chances is chances where you can't put it in the ground because men blocking it. And they had to put it up that way. And when they put it up, it's really easy to get that over the bar.
Keegan, let me ask you something, right? What is our silver platter?
I feel that's one like a tappy in there, dog.
Dog, the man get the man it. The man get the ball. Listen to me. He get the ball with no defenders on him.
He was free.
Right? Literally right around the penalty spot. Yeah. How that is not a silver platter? I'm not saying men don't throw away from silver platter.
It's
position.
Not a silver platter, dog.
I'm not saying that. Dog, come now, man.
You know, ask my question. It's not a silver platter because of the amount of glimp players it had in front time, dog. It had three glimp players in front time. And he had to lift it to put it up in the net, up in the roof.
If he for those of you wondering, I'm looking at Keegan incredulously, dog.
If he didn't lift that, he never score. And it's so easy when he's lifting it to kick it over the bar, dog.
I'm not seeing no in a Keegan. All I am saying is, a silver platter to me is you get an opportunity with that all space. You need to do
is strike it. Yeah, I
think that is our silver platter. I'm not seeing any man didn't have to apply technique. I'm not seeing any man didn't have to think. I ain't seeing none of that, right? Because Granit Xhaka to me, you'll get to that. In fact, I skip him. Fine. I'll come to that. Right? But it's a silver platter because that is a place where you would want the ball. Gabriel Jesus with all the magic he do, just absorb all the attention from every single Bodo Glimt player on the field. He give him the ball. The Bodo Glimt men and them turn around to realize, oh shucks. And then obviously he has to apply his ability. And this is why I would say Fabio is a excellent, real excellent player.
No, he's brilliant, bro. 14 assists last season.
This man is insane, but that, because he come in this team and he was like, you know, like players just come from other leagues and just get a shell shock vibe. None of that from him.
Yeah.
And when he hit that in, it's like, yo, this is brilliant stuff. This top tier stuff. Mm-hmm. And I like that, I saw that from him there. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I not seen silver platter. I mean that Gabi Jesus beat everybody, had the ball on the line and roll it across and he get on all fours and knock it.
But that's what you talk like to me.
Nah, that's not what I mean. I just seen as a football player, you probably wouldn't want the ball anywhere else but there. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you're waiting at other places, I say, right on the line. But that's over Platano, because all you have to do there is strike the ball. Right, and partner. He strikes the ball well. I mean, that's all I have to say about it. All
right, partner.
But I really like this game too, because obviously we would have played a fully rotated 11 for this game.
Yeah.
Fully rotated. Well, I mean, we do fully rotated because Jacquard stopped playing. And, well, Gabriel also played. I do think Tommy didn't start against Tottenham. I'll be correct in saying Tommy didn't start against Tottenham. So, Jacquard and Gabriel would have played in this game. These are only two holdovers. And I feel like everybody did well.
Yeah.
I feel like Axel Okonga to be parties a lot.
I find so too, but I find that he being done an injustice, man.
He being done a real serious injustice, boy. But he is, I think this time around, he handling the pressure a little bit more, better than he was handling it last season.
Mm-hmm.
I seen him giving away the ball less, being composed, holding up the man less.
Hold on, that's an expose he for me, dog. Is he just kind of poor me one attitude? And get out of from dog. Say if it was say is you alone, it's not you feel as you alone in getting this photo.
Yeah, well I mean
you get can so also organizer and
can now, well, I being honest with you, I didn't see those parts yet, so I don't really wanna comment too much on it. But I being honest with you, if I was so long in Arsenal football club training and I watching Granit Xhaka play every game, I'd be upset too though. I'd be unhappy.
Yeah, but then you had to play better than Granit and he wasn't doing that.
Who
anyway. I telling you
anyway,
right now. And Lokonga is more of a rotational option for Xhaka, but Xhaka don't rotate. and that's the problem. You understand?
No, but the problem is,
you know, preseason, Lokonga was playing Xhaka position.
Yeah.
And he looked real good. Scoring, setting up goals, right. He looked real good in the preseason.
Right. Right.
The problem with this club is we don't have a backup for Partey. Right. So the cheating Lokonga, you know what I mean? He had a full hour role in the meantime. And Saka been through that where he had to follow a role in the meantime. This fella, Smith-Rowe, had to go through that where, you know, he can't play the 10, so they put him on the left and he follow a role. And these men rise to the occasion in spite of being played out of position. And that is what we're looking for from Lokonga. But this attitude, he had to organize that.
Yeah, but all these skills yeah, anyone. You talking about something from real long ago.
But if your attitude ain't right.
But who say your attitude not right, though?
But I tell you, I see it in all or nothing.
But that was long time.
That was just last season.
That was a long time.
Whole last season is a long time.
That whole year. That was 6 months from a, six bro, months though. Let me put it this way for it. I know, listen, if a man want to play and he upset about not playing, or he have
he's
a
sad, little, it's not that he upset. You could be upset.
So what, the man can't be a human being? Or?
No, he can't be sad, bro. That sad thing, that poor me, you know what I mean? Oh gosh, like I ain't going to sweat. So
you I don't have an issue with that in particular. I mean, you may not like it, but I don't have an issue with
it. I know the attitude, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but what it shows, and what's funny to me about what you're saying is that I think he has shown ability and still has shown character to still be around the squad and still be playing. So I feel like that one-off, I don't want to say one-off, but I mean, technically it's one-off because that would have been probably, Lokonga not being a star player, he probably would not have been a big focus on All or Nothing. So, would you have seen other scenes with him and his behavior and his character? Is what I'm saying.
Bro,
why? No, there's an answer that partner, at least.
I wasn't focusing on Lokonga, alright? But that part stood out to me.
And it stood out there, but I mean, as human
beings.
It was just
a scene where all of them was eating food, lunch. And Lokonga sat down by the table, sour.
Well, then so the man can be sour.
And then Ketia cuss him out. Say, you feel as you alone, or you understand? And watch, look at the difference in Ketia's attitude when he come on the pitch.
Well, I mean, but I feel like you're trying to equate that Lokonga not being at the standard, at the level to perform.
Even in that Bodo Glimt game, dog, I was watching Lokonga. Backward sideways, short pass. I say, you really trying to break into this team, mate?
But how, dog, what do you want to do, us? The man is not Thomas Partey, us.
He don't have to be Thomas Partey.
What do you want him to do, though? let me be real honest about this conversation here, right? Mm-hmm. When Lokonga, right, receives the ball in the middle, who is his support? Answer that.
The next 11 players on the pitch.
No.
Next 11, yes.
Like most times, yeah, exactly. Most times when Lokonga receives any ball, right, he back towards...
Problem, that's a problem. You need to take it on the half-turn.
But listen to him at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. When Party receives the ball, where is back to?
Half-turn, bro.
But you so what I'm saying half-turn. Is, what I'm saying is, right, and mm-hmm. I feel like if you're trying to put this man above a level, he's not... You can't be mad if the man get the ball. He not ready. He's not the type of player to take it on the half turn and spin the play and go
he's
forward.
He's a midfielder. He have to be able to take it on the half turn. That's standard for midfielder.
Yeah, so you think if you put Odegaard in that position, he could do that?
Same thing, yeah.
You mad. You insane. Have no way Odegaard could play football like the way Thomas Partey does play football. Play that whole in midfield
I'm
football
not saying,
the same
I'm not saying I want the man to be Partey. You understand? I made the examples of Saka playing left back, of Smith Rowe playing left wing. These men play out of position.
But
you understand?
But all of them play in positions that still could exemplify the strengths. And to see that Lokonga playing garbage because it had no way. Naido finds so.
I pull up the ratings right here. In that game, he played the whole game. He was 6.7 rating. The only position on the team in orange.
Why? Why he have a 6.7 rating?
Because he played in coward. 94%
accurate passes, dog. 53
you must
touches,
get out with sideways backwards. That's El Nenio.
4 out of 5.
That's Nenio.
So what? So what the man,
is, right?
The man grew in the game. And
the man is not a liability. He ain't no come. If he did not come, I can understand getting the blind.
And you know what upset me even no more about this conversation? We dogging him for playing. He's a midfielder, but there are many different types of midfielder. And we dogging him, man, for playing in a position that he not even he best at.
Well, that's why I'm trying to show you. And Saka filling left back. Yeah, Sam Smith.
But
Saka
is a left-sided player. Smith Rowe is a man could play across the whole front line. That is the man's specialty. I mean, it's not...
Mekonga is a midfielder. He's a center-mid. And he plays center-mid.
Dog, you're an absolute wicked man, boy, dog, boy. I tell you, you're wicked, boy. You know why you're wicked, dog? Because you cannot see it. Once you're a midfielder, you should be able to play any part of the midfield.
Yes.
Because, then we should put Fabio Vieira to play when Thomas Partey not playing and see what will happen.
Right. So listen to me, right? Listen to what I'm saying. The man have a lack of courage. Because in the first half in this game, Saturday is backwards, and that Bodoglinga. In the second half, is when he started to do what I wanted from him, which is
and why?
Because he probably get cussed in the halftime.
No,
I don't
because
know.
Granit Xhaka probably dropped back. That is why he probably had support in the midfield. And what I was trying to get to you earlier, is right when the man playing, when Thomas Partey playing, Granit Xhaka could be with wherever the ass he wants to be on the field, right? Because Thomas Partey could handle it. Lokonga can't. And Xhaka as the second leader.
Is not number 6.
Exactly my point.
Right.
And what I'm saying is, where is that support to help the man to knock the play? When the ball comes to him, back towards
him.
And he feel a man, pressing on him. Right? Where you want him to go? If he can't drop his shoulder and move. And because if he drop his shoulder and move and do that kind of ball. And he lost it. You're more mad.
No,
you're more
I won't be mad.
Nah,
I'm telling you.
Because what has happened when we playing out the back. And we lost in the press. Lokonga lost the ball at time out on the side. And the swarm and the score. And people was vexed, right?
Mm.
I understand what I'm saying.
I just
the
find,
man have to play sideways and
I
backwards.
I just find, dog.
And if
he did in the second half of this game. He should have done for the entire game.
Watch, I feel you should watch over the game and tell me if Granit Xhaka didn't drop back and help him.
Well, I will
or
if
somebody come and actually assisted me.
I will take it in and as I say, it's unfair to him, you understand? Because he is not a 6, he had a play day.
Although saying man do have courage, dog. I don't appreciate that at all.
I saying that.
I don't appreciate
I
that
take
at
a
all.
Risk. That's how this backwards thing against Bodo Glimt. I'm not on that. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He not going to make that sacrifice 11
You know, is he sad part? At that time, when old Granit Xhaka used to do a sideways and backwards.
And he used to get slag off.
Right. But he was not a youth player, though. And what happening now? What we doing with Granit Xhaka? No.
He improved.
Because of? playing a midfield player where he's best to play. Wrong?
Right.
Okay. I don't. I don't even have more to say because we got argue about this for the rest of the podcasters. And I'm not arguing about it no more. If you play, as I always say time and time again, if you play players with the best of players, especially midfielders, where they could show that ability, you'll get the best out of them. That's all. You understand? And I'm not going on be hard on him, man, that he do get ball, because I, being honest with you, I think he might not be able to do the things Jean-Jacques could do. And we'll get it. There you go. Liverpool game.
There you go.
Pool. Wait, boy. I can't believe we talk so much about Lokonga, boy. Wow.
Because you passionate to defend him, dog.
I had to defend him, man, because they're wicked. They're too wicked.
I been hard on him, dog. He ain't no come here, dog. And I'm not seeing him improving from when he now come to now. So that's my main reason why I act the way I acting.
No problem. Let me move. Liverpool, 3-2. Win. Tomiyasu at left back. I was a little concerned when I saw Tomiyasu starting at left back. I had no reason to be. Mo Salah again subbed off.
Yeah.
When he gets subbed off 60 something minute. 68. I was like, bro, let me get this one out my fantasy team. Like when you going on score, that's exactly when you going on score. But anyway, you get into it now. Gabriel Martinelli, boy. Bro, the game barely even start. I get the notification, then the game start, because I was in home. Yeah. I get the notification, game start. Minute later. Cool.
Oh, I feel real good. That's what I felt really good, because I go, church finished exactly when the match going to start, though. Because I went to the car, prayed for the match.
You wouldn't believe, though. Like, church finished much earlier for me. Like, I got home to see the game. After church duties,
yeah.
So I still had to, do them thing. And then somebody talked to me for like 10 minutes. Though. Like, I couldn't get out of that conversation. Because I'm on responsibilities now, but knocking off that conversation.
Yeah.
One, because those conversations, I mean, this not football. But anyway, those conversations, like, you're kind of, you're not sure when you're going to have the opportunity to have it again.
Okay, I'm saying nothing. I understand.
And then I went in the grocery, boy. So I basically missed the whole first half, basically.
Yeah, anyway. I felt real good. I called men and thing. I said, hey, we score, why? I lick a half. That's it. Hey, we score, why?
Good stuff. And remind me of the time when we play Liverpool sometime, boy, and Ainsley score real early, and I really celebrate and get on like a fool.
Yeah.
And then we get properly touch up.
Bro, when Nunes score back, I say, hey, boy.
But I want to talk about that whole, though, because people was talking about, Saka being offside for the goal. When Ben White had played the ball for Saka was offside. I mean, I look back, VAR check that part.
Which goal? Our goal?
Yeah, the first goal.
Saka was not offside, VAR check it?
No, VAR didn't really check it.
VAR check it, by.
VAR didn't do, like, the line.
Draw thing. Line and all kind of thing, but they check
the,
it.
They do a rudimentary check.
This is
what I want to say about VAR, right? People could draw their own conclusions and say that it was offside or not. It's hard to understand what is the purpose of VAR, right? Because that was part of the build-up play. So they wouldn't really consider that like a goal scoring opportunity because he didn't assist now.
But the fact is Saka was not offside, dog. So
well, I don't really... It had people who say he was, have people who say he wasn't. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
They're begging. If I was long, even if it's still, like, you go by the old school.
And I'm mentioning these things, because I want to mention some at the end of when we don't talk, right?
The advantage always goes to the forward. That is what I learned growing up as playing football.
Well, I mean, who knows what's going on with these referees and the advantage goes
to
the
forward.
Right,
so look how close that was. Advantage to the forward.
I remember they're joined by pegs and thing. Anyway,
the changer did not, this season, they were really over the years in the Prem. Trying to get the right balance, right? So in this season and all, they're allowing more physicality again.
Which is good.
You understand?
You want nothing too wild, but
I think that they learned the lesson from this kind of strand of hair offside thing.
Yeah.
And they're leaving that variable last space.
Yeah.
You understand?
So let me move now, because Martinelli bugs, which is good. Good goal, good build up, play everything. Yeah. You can't be too mad at that. Excellent football, boy. I just, from top to bottom with our goal, excellent stuff. And then, well, we play the game, we boss in it. I would say we bossed you. Well, you talk about the first half, because I haven't seen the game like entirety. I've seen like bits and pieces. I feel like we was more or less in control of it for most of it.
No. I, for me personally, I find the match was a mixed bag. I do think we played our fluent best. Yeah. Right? But I think we had patches. But one thing that was consistent throughout the entire match was our fight.
Right.
We fight for every ball. You understand?
Yeah.
Every 50-50. We in 100. We run. We real fight for this victory. You understand? But in terms of our fluent best football, I don't think we was at. I've seen us play better.
So let me move then. Right? Because this match to me have like a lot of cover, right? Darwin goal. We see
before Darwin goal had a handball call for Gabby.
Yes, had a handball call for Gabby. As I was telling you before, Father Liverpool fan had a few little upset about that. Because we see the handballs, the call on David Luiz sometimes, bro.
Yeah.
We see the hand to your side and there's the little touch of your thumb finger. The call
fixing
and,
them thing, because those things don't make fixing sense. It.
But this one, I saw the commentator say that they didn't call it because Gabby would have been adjusting his balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like his hand was kind of like in a unnatural position.
Nah, when he's because if I run in and I stop, my whole body gonna lean this way, and my hand would automatically go out.
Yeah, but Ian was here. Ian like was almost like
because you're running.
Yeah, but he stopped.
And when he stopped, the weight carried his hand.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I'm not saying no, you know. But I still feel like though. I feel as though.
And the thing is proximity too. He was right next to the player that kicked the ball too.
I feel as though. I will, if I was a Liverpool fan, I'd feel hard done by, but I'm not. That's it. That's a lot to say on that.
I understand, and right now.
I wanna mention it, right? I wanna talk about it, right? Because this game to me, real people, because I didn't see the game live. What I saw on social media, I was like, outrageous. So I wanna mention the little things people was talking about, right? Then people was upset with Gabby for the Darwin goal because he kind of lunged for the ball. Get a foot on it. It runs straight on to...
It was a terrible clearance. He tried to clear it.
To Luis Diaz.
Yeah.
And no, he didn't try to clear it. The ball came over the top. And he tried to get a good touch on it. I guess you could say a clearance.
Yeah.
But he tried something.
He tried.
And he didn't
get through. He had to make a clean connect, Dave.
And then he didn't. And then he couldn't catch back up. And then we get back. I'm not too mad at him, Dave. I'm more mad at him for a lot of other things I've seen this season. That one... I gave my blind because I feel like if you feel like you could get to the ball, you would go for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he felt confident enough that he would get it. Because
literally, if he didn't stretch there and he continued running,
they would not score. So it kind of rough because, and I would say that is with his little rashness and that he's acting more than he should just play the game now, boy.
Yeah.
And I think he's playing a little bit too worried. Like, in that instance, you're laying the ball bounce because you're big too, so you could fight with Darwin or Luis Diaz or whoever it is.
He could have screened
so
up.
So you should have let the ball bounce and catch up because once the ball bounce there, Darwin
can't
just run onto it. You understand what I'm saying? But when he touch it down there, it's like, I run onto it and you make the space. You know what I mean? So good stuff from them. Then Arsenal come on to equalize. Bro, who sent in that cross where it was Martinelli?
Equalize.
No, sorry, went ahead. Sorry. I seen the wrong thing. Went ahead. Who's an in dark cross? Martinelli.
Yeah, Martinelli.
I think Gabby kind of just dummy it.
Yeah,
man. And then Saka just.
That's what I was saying because I was watching some of FTV today and I was saying after Gabby and is Robbie that make that draw up my attention to that after Gabby brung it. Like, he just always find a way to make backup play in the same game.
He's fine away. So, I feel like if he hadn't dominated it, Alisson might have been better.
So, men are saying, wait, when thought that was Jesus, I was like, what are you doing quiet there?
Yeah, but Jesus had put on a big tackle down in the box. So, he was down in the back, you know, for the counter. And what I love about that goal was it was a pure counter-attacking goal. Like, they had the free kick, I think, and we just swarm. Yeah. And then after we swarm, we score. Brilliant stuff.
And then when Gabby cut back, I thought he killed the player. But that was just enough time.
Nah, you're doubting the greatness of the Gabby Martinelli, boy. Yeah. I think at some point in time, probably Martinelli probably kick on Trent, and Trent gets above too. Because I think he gets above injured. Is Trent? Yeah, Trent gets above injured at the halftime. But that's it. That's all I wanted to mention there. And then, well, Roberto Firmino.
That was a real good goal, though.
Yeah, boy. That was.
He's the one who liked to score against Sweden.
Yeah.
Can't take it to them, man, boy.
That was some exceptional stuff. I can't even say nothing for that.
That was a class goal, though. The man of food stuff was perfect.
This is where we get to my boy.
Right.
Granit Xhaka. Right. Because Granit Xhaka set up Saliba bad. Because when that pass was made from Diego Jota to Roberto, the whole defense was open.
Mm-hmm.
And Saliba had to decide ball or Robby. And why he had to study ball or Bobby Firmino, sorry.
Because Xhaka was out of
position. Xhaka was horribly out of position, though. Mm-hmm. And more than that, he wasn't even more than just out of position. He wasn't fighting to get back into position. And I think Saliba just make the judgment call, step forward. And that was a bad judgment call there. Because once he stepped forward there, it was like a nice sweet ball.
Basically.
And he make that step forward. But I believe that because I think the ball had like a kind of like bounce up thing there in the middle.
Yeah.
And then it got Granit Xhaka pressed back. And Saliba could see, well, hey, he coming. He could step back. He could block that pass in, you know. But Granit Xhaka didn't properly press back on the defense.
He was a real microscope, Xhaka.
No, it's just, but we scored. Somebody scored, so okay, I could see that.
On the right side, which is Partey's side.
But Granit Xhaka was there. Which is why I'm mentioning.
I know, watching it here, and Partey was closer to the play than Xhaka.
I just wicked then.
You're wicked. Xhaka didn't have the best game, eh? I ain't lying to tell you. He wasn't the best this game.
Wait, because what I want to say
about midfield was non-existent, dog.
What I want to say about Granit too for that too, because he had this time in the game where he kept him.
Woo!
Where he kept him.
I wish he'd score that.
It was one of the defenders.
They call this man name, boy. The defender. Matip.
But Matip is a defender, so I don't understand.
I thought it was Fabinho.
Oh, no. Fabinho, come on, late in the game. But it wasn't Fabinho. Is it at that point where we kept the man, boy, and he could have just let the ball rest on his foot and strike it clean? Yeah. He went for that stupid volley, boy.
No, that volley would have been sweet, dog.
It would have been sweet, but I mean, Keegan. Come on, bro. He had space, he had time, he didn't have no need to take that. He had ample opportunity to do something better, and he did not do something better, and I really upset him for that, boy. Because more than that, at a real battle, Xhaka brought him into my fantasy team. And I was looking for a goal. I was looking for assists. And I got none. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I feel like with that goal for Bobby, boy, I know I've been harsh, but when I was watching back the replay, I just feel like he was a bit in no man's land there.
Xhaka?
When he stepped forward. I know Partey was all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But when you watch the goal, you could see Saliba had that opportunity to like either step forward or drop back. And it was like a split second decision.
Maybe, but I would say, I tell it, the great Hassan. I always remember when he say, when to press and when not to press as the back line. He always say, if it have pressure on the ball, you could step. If it have no pressure on the ball, you drop off.
And well, Saliba make the wrong decision, for sure.
You understand?
For sure. That was you wrong.
I can't remember if it had pressure on the ball or not.
It didn't. That's why he felt like he needed to go to the ball. But I don't think he saw the run at Firmino.
Then if it had no pressure on the ball, he was not to step forward. He was to take a step
back. I don't think he saw the run at Firmino. Because if he saw that run, he probably would not have stepped forward. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's that goal. I don't want to rehash it too much. And then, well, obviously, we went on to get a penalty in the end.
That penalty was soft.
We had a we had the Bacchanal, you know.
You know what? That the FA, Gabby,
that the FA investigating. I'm interested to see what coming out of that investigation.
I see Hendo whisper something, and then he kind of push Gabby Magalhães in the back. And Xhaka see that. Xhaka
I wonder if it's some... Well, I don't think it's some racist.
Me, no, but Xhaka rough him.
Because I feel like if you're some racist, you'd have to get sent off.
Mm-hmm.
But for the FA to be investigating it, is real interesting. And I want to see what come out of it.
Yeah,
and I want to know what was said.
It triggered Xhaka. Wait, but it was a trigger Xhaka, dog.
Yeah, but you say he was bad, but for Xhaka to hear... Because well, I don't, because we all, I mean, we all granted, exactly.
Yeah.
That'll be some truly offensive way, though.
He hide him out and then he push him in the back.
But shout to granted, though, for real, because I love the fact that he does real over stand up for his teammates.
Yeah.
He's over stand up for his teammates. And I
shout to Magalhães too for not reacting like how Xhaka reacted.
I feel Magalhães probably might have been in disbelief, though, like, because, like, sometimes when somebody tell you something so off now, yeah. I was like, wait, what? You know what I mean? Because Gabby didn't really react now, but Granite did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Granite activate one time, dog.
Yeah, and that to separate them, man. Well, obviously, the little pushing.
You know what I really like, pushing, boy? That nobody get a look at in that whole scene.
Yeah, the allowing the little pushing. I feel like it didn't get to no swinging, no headbutting, too violent.
Yeah.
So that you could allow, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, you don't understand the game of football will get eaten now.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate that nobody get no yellows and thing there, because I think the referee also, actually the referee also had to have heard what was said to him.
Right.
Because he didn't give no cards, he didn't really think, but he went and spoke to the managers, and then we know the FA investigated what was said. So, it's a real kind of situation where he kind of know the response was probably merited.
Yeah.
So let me get to the pen. So this is what I want to talk.
Penalty was
this
soft.
I want to talk about to wrap it up, because I was rushing through goals. I mean, because we win, and really we had to go through and dissect. We play good. We score. We goals. We take we chances. Liverpool peg us back.
We more than deserve that win, bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no. And this is what I want to get to.
The XG was Arsenal XG was like 3 points something to Liverpool point something.
And this is what I want to get to, right, Keegan?
Yeah.
Because we get a penalty, right? I am of the firm belief that if Gabriel Jesus was swinging his foot to kick the ball, and Thiago get his foot to the ball first, the ball get kicked away, and Gabriel kick away Thiago foot, that's our problem. You understand what I'm saying? And therefore, now, the same time now, when Gabi goes now and he swings to kick the ball, and all Thiago Silva, regardless of how much foot he get, he get foot, he make that contact with the bottom of his foot.
Yeah.
That is you can't say that is not our fault.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, what I say to Liverpool fans is, right now, and all the people who are criticizing the Liverpool decision, decisions and thing, cry more, dog. You understand what I'm saying? Because, and as an Arsenal fan, I've said this before, I don't really worry too much about I just worry about referee decisions, because it's at times when it's make real big impacts.
Yeah.
But that referee decision wasn't changing the fact that Ole ain't playing no football, by the way. You understand? Ole ain't playing. If it had like football to win the game, I don't understand. And at the same time, I too understand too, because that penalty gives you something to come out of that game where your talismanic player had to get sub off before 70 minutes. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Ole didn't play no football and cry more, dog. Yeah, if Ole wanna win, and if Ole was something out of the game, come on, play to win, and come on, win, play to get some out of the game. And you didn't do that.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at we. You understand? Be mad at the referee. You understand?
No, but even so, boy.
And more than that, boy.
Yeah.
We don't get calls, dog. I was going through my phone from when Crystal Palace, and our man fully boot with soccer.
Yeah, boy.
And we don't get calls.
Yeah,
when we was begging and crying last season, I sure man say, cry more. So yeah. I tell all, you know, cry more. All you're going through a hard period, I understand, cry more. You understand what I'm saying?
And that's why I'm saying it. So that's why I don't feel no how, because as I'm an Arsenal fan for over a decade, and the referees will be real hard on me, dog. I talk more when David Luiz Barry was with me. Oh, cool. road.
Nah, that was some horrible stuff, but them just use a card because they believe he's supposed to get a card.
That's what I'm saying, dog. And when I see David Luiz's knee touch the peg of a man's boots. You understand?
No, boy, that was when he peg touch the man knee and the man fall.
Right.
He was running was back, yeah, and the man running to him basically.
Behind him. And the man lift, he back.
Yeah, right, okay.
He backlift to shoot now.
Yeah.
And the peg and he boots. Yeah. When they watch you replay in the Vahadog, it's literally the man peg.
Yeah, ridiculous things.
When he boots touch W's knee, dog. Penalty, you understand?
Yeah, boy. Ridiculous
stuff. So, it's plenty calls what we get against us, and it's plenty calls what we supposed to get and we ain't get. So, I feel like football have a way where it's balanced out itself, and sometimes the luck has been in your favor, and sometimes it's not. On Sunday gone, it was in my favor. Thank the Lord. I happy.
Yeah, man.
Understand? Well, there are times too where all little get things on the favor, but it just wasn't Sunday, so I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. Have you, but you know, as I say, boy, everybody who has something to say, cry more, though, top of the league. You understand?
Top of the league.
I'm really excited because, as men point out, I was saying that, you know,
I really suffer with
myself. I'm looking
side,
forward to, like, and I say I'm looking forward, but I kind of expecting a collapse. And then I was like, bro, you're not even seeing like truly shockingly bad football where you could see a collapse coming.
No, the only collapse we'll have is if Partey.
But I feel like if Partey and Gabi Jesus,
yeah, that's the two men.
Yeah, all these gone, we're gonna have some real challenging days.
Once Partey and Gabi stay fit, I see us easy top four, sure. Easy.
I could see our world where we could still handle it if Partey gets like a long injury again. But it had to say, but we really need to also take that courage and take Jack out this card too. Because I believe that Partey really. No, I honestly believe. That having Partey in the midfield allow Granit Xhaka to be his best self fully. Yeah. And I feel any other midfield pairing that has Xhaka in that pivot, we will suffer away.
True.
I can't see no other way in which we could have that proper ball, and I could see better midfield pairings. I could see her. It might be somewhere, but I could see her Zinchenko, Lokonga pairing. I could see all kind of pairings. But I find it going to be difficult to see, because I wonder where the true defensive ability, the ability to turn the man and thing, and the fact that Granit Xhaka is not a true box-to-box, he playing more like a free eight, right? He playing like almost like a 10 at points.
But the thing is, he back defending, and he attacking, and he didn't transition. Literally, it feel like it's a Xhaka clone. You aren't playing that good, dog.
The man
that
is playing.
That game is the worst game he played for this season.
The man is playing well. No doubt, but I think he going on. I think with our party, the need to shuttle between our box and their box, with our party, grows. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he needs to be back more often, and then when we break, he needs to go forward more often. And we know that his biggest problem is his athleticism, that ability to
more,
go.
He look at more athletic this season.
He does. I'm not saying any man in hand on growth. I'm not saying any man not playing good ball. I'm not saying any of those things. I am seeing the party goes out, and we start to see Lokonga Xhaka football. Nah, we go in and start to get licks.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying, and I'm not lumping all of that onto Lokonga, because a few people going and want to lump all of that onto Lokonga.
I'm not blaming Lokonga.
I just saying Lokonga would be better served with somebody who has the athleticism to come back and help him more.
No, Lokonga is Xhaka's replacement. Like, literally, I think if you play
I 100%.
That would look really good.
I 200% would prefer to see Lokonga play, but I know, I on current form, obviously, I can't say that, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think if Xhaka starts to lose form, I would love to see the day we pull Lokonga, because I believe if Lokonga gets into that position and gets to play that ball, it could be real hard, and it could be real hard for Arteta to justify putting back in Xhaka. Because Xhaka would give him more on the offensive side of the ball, but he does lose. Boy. And I know being hard, I saying it has things that he does lose with Xhaka on the field. And as of right now, the way we playing the ball, everybody making up for all of the shortcomings of Xhaka, right? And challenging and telling me Xhaka do have shortcomings, right? Not just, I ain't saying that's a Keegan alone, but the man have shortcomings, but the ball we playing right now shows up his shortcoming now, boy.
Yeah, the team
but Partey
playing,
being
the
out
team
of
is
that,
playing well. The team is playing
Partey
well.
Is the main man that has show up plenty of his shortcomings. Mm-hmm. You understand? And I go sugar to see how way in which we continue playing excellent ball with Xhaka still playing in any team. Anyway, I feel like we went extra long today.
Yeah.
Because we talked about Lokonga for 10 minutes. Literally talk about
no, Lokonga for 10 minutes. He needs to do more.
I'm not saying no. I just saying, do watch our little one clip from All or Nothing.
Bro.
Listen to me now.
The one clip explain why it's number as we seen every week, dog.
Do watch our little one clip from the thing. And do watch a little one game you seen from the man. The man don't even make substitute appearances. The man don't even get someone to play next to. He don't even get a chance to play next to Partey.
Why?
Because Granit Xhaka had the nudes, dog. Come on.
Yeah, that's doing Xhaka, dog. He needs to raise the level.
I 100% do agree to that because especially, I don't know, we came back into Lokonga talking. But especially from what I've seen from Arteta is a man to drop players that he don't want to drop. He will do all kind of thing before he decide he have to drop a man.
Hey, sorry, eh? I'm so glad we ramble a lot. Mm. But we need to talk about the Arteta masterclass in the Liverpool game, though. I know I remember that.
Mm.
When that team should come out and we see Tomiyasu.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about Tomiyasu locking on Salah.
That is a masterclass. Here's why. I never thought about this before, but Arteta thought about it and he tried. I think he had to be the first manager to try that in the top flight.
Who's that?
Put a right footer to play left back because they have an inverted winger. An inverted forward.
Okay.
So what happened in this, right? When Salah cut in on his left foot,
yeah.
He cut in onto Tomiyasu's strong tackling foot.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So, because I know thinking about body position in here, right?
Mm.
When it is a inverted winger cutting on a left-footed player, the left-footed player now had a tackle with your right foot.
Yeah.
Which is your weaker foot.
Right, and if you try to tackle with your left foot, he might fall. Or he'll just get beat.
Correct. You understand?
Mm.
So now, where you put a right foot out to play left back, right, when Salah cutting on the left, he cutting in onto Tomiyasu's strong foot. And he actually saw that about 2-3 times in the match where Salah do it. And Tomiyasu just put a big right foot around him, so whap, and win the ball back.
I meant to try and find a little YouTube clip of Tomiyasu versus Pool. Because
Salah?
Yeah. No, Liverpool on you. Because I want to see all his touches now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But we're taking that after we finish the recording.
Yeah. But I want to take in now because I men really put on these superlatives for Salah. I think one of the main reasons why we haven't really spoken about it, especially until now in the part 2, because Salah having an off-season now, boy. Also.
Yeah, it's about 3-minute clip here on YouTube.
Yeah, we take it in. Because Salah is also having an off-season, but I think Tomiyasu was like, I'm going to make sure you continue to have all season. You know what I mean?
That's right.
People really spoke about it. But again, you could talk about it. I didn't see it. Because when you watch highlights and you watch. Because, boy, I come in home to watch the game and.
He couldn't make a
note. The stream sticking like that, boy.
He couldn't make a note. Looks. Right now, we real secure. That backline real secure. Right now,
because
the other defender's so good, it's showing up Magalhaes, dog.
Yeah.
Magalhaes not bad, though.
I don't see anybody.
It's just that the other man's so good, dog.
I just love how all we defense right now just have so much just plug and play options.
Bro, what you saying?
This is the third person we play at left back this season.
Bro, right now, we have
and that he's supposed to be right back.
Let me tell you how much center backs we have, eh? We have Tini just play center back. Tommy just play center back. Ben White just play center back. Gabby and Saliba. We have six center backs practically.
Hold on.
Six in it.
Yeah.
Because two men who are playing wide could play center back. The only person in the back four that can play center back is Zinchenko.
Right.
But Zinchenko could play in midfield.
Yeah.
So it's just like that versatility in that back four.
It doesn't seem.
Bro, because what will happen to? Next thing you say.
And just both even for that, almost all the players you call they play in centre back, with the exception of Holden and Gabriel.
Could play other positions, play right back for France.
Yeah, he could play right back. He could also play in the midfield because he has done that. Ben White is also playing.
Correct.
So we have such a versatile back.
So that's why their men look so secure, because when they pull Ben White out from the centre back position to the wide, he now looking exposed. You know, like when they pull some defense, them centre backs out on the wide, look shaky.
Yeah,
they're not getting out with defenders, dog.
Nah, I remember my man was like, Ben White is a mistake signing.
Mistake nothing.
Bro, and all them just go off at all. All them just look for is one little bad tackle Ben White or one little picture with the thing with the same on the ground. But like the man, like, say what you want, dog. The man is an immense player.
Ben White said it himself and Arteta said it as well. So Ben White say, bro, I just train real hard. I open to learning and I just train real hard. Arteta come out and say the same thing. He say, if you want to look at somebody that has trained the best, watch Ben White. Professional.
Yeah.
He didn't call Partey, he didn't call the man Xhaka, he didn't call Odegaard. He say Ben White does train like a beast, dog, every session.
So we do all, we talk all this talk, dog. Shout out to Ben White, but like I wouldn't have a dog the man. I know that man dog him. That didn't make sense to me. And he shows why you shouldn't dog him.
Yeah.
Like, you know we even talk about the thing with Aubameyang, but
I didn't really see that.
I didn't see that. I feel I might.
I really don't care.
I feel we could touch on that probably next
week. Next week. I really care about he.
Yeah, I didn't take it on. I see Paul Tom a statement saying that his feelings was still raw. His feelings was still raw.
He gets set up, you know? He was talking in private now when a man record him.
Yeah, that was that time. I don't feel we might even talk about it. That's not like a statement.
No, like some happened. Arteta and Aubameyang move real good with that scene. They never come out publicly and slag off each other or the club, which I find is a good thing. That stink man who record it in a private conversation and post it is a macro.
I don't know if he posts it or he sell it, but...
We know what he do with it.
I know.
We know what he do with it.
But he out of time, man. You're going to edit out. Nah, leaving it.
Yo, the timing, dog. That man who posts up.
Nah. Hey, I just feel that way. I feel like there's a good place
to end the podcast. Hey, yeah, dog.
We wanna. Yo, you wanna thank you for listening. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. Make sure to share the podcast, but we having too much fun. I know you're having fun listening with us as well, so make sure to share, bring a lot of people into the fun, you know what I mean. We really ending it here because we going to pass out and we don't want to go too much pass out. All right, so we want to thank you all for listening as always, and this has been Gunapod TT. Boom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gunapod TT.